me a little bit interesting too. Hornets. I guess that's about all the stinging insects I know of.
Well, what about that? There's a kind of wasp that makes a mess out of mud. You have those?
He's just a wasp, but I don't think he stings.
Oh, that one doesn't sting.
No, I don't think he stings. Mm-hmm. But that's where he builds his home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And our old log houses used to be full of them inside. They could get in those cracks.
Yeah.
You hear them things that work in that mud all through the day, all day.
And you could hear it.
We didn't pay any attention to it.
Well, another kind of bug that, you know, a lot of times if you're walking through the woods and you don't have your boots on or something, they'll get all up under your pants legs, or they'll get all little tiny things.
That's the sugars.
Oh, yeah.
They'll eat your legs off.
Yeah, they eat your Well, what about the green things that hop around?
Grasshoppers.
And then the little tiny fish that you use for bait. A lot of times some people do.
That's a new gray grasshoppers, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's three or four types of grasshoppers.
Mm-hmm. Well, then what about that? You know, there's a little bitty kind of fish. Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little minnow.
Oh, yeah, that people use. That's what.
Yeah.
Now, what do you call the kind of thing that a spider spins out?
Spider webs.
And do you call it the same thing on the inside of the house as on the outside?
Same thing. Oh, except now they spin them outside to catch their food in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you never see a wasp around there unless they get something in there tangled up in that web they won't eat, and they go get him.
Oh, I see.
Just a round ring, you know, and they'll fly in there and get tangled up. That's where they capture their food.
Oh. I didn't realize that. Now, what would you call, we're going to talk about trees for a while, the part of a tree that's underneath the ground.
That's the root system.
And then there's a type of tree that people would tap to get to, well, they make syrup.
That's a maple, sugar maple.
Did you ever hear like a group of those together? What would they call a group of those trees together?
I wouldn't know what they'd call them, but I'd call it an orchard.
Yeah, mm-hmm, something like that. Well, now, there are different kinds of shade trees, I guess, that you have.
Yeah.
What different kinds of shade trees?
Well, shade trees is the chief thing here in this town, this sugar maple.
Oh, that is the chief kind of shade tree. Well, what about the kind of tree that has kind of white scaly bark on it, and it's got real long limbs and big broad leaves, and it gets little knobs on the end of it. You know what?
I know it. I've known it all my life, but right now I can't call that. Sycamore.
Yeah, that's what I think. Well, do they have much, what other kind of shade trees do they have much around here?
Well, they've got just about every kind there is. Even some of them prize maples from way up north.
Oh, really? They have some of them?
We've got two of them right down that little street right up there, prettiest things you ever looked at. And it'll be three different colors now this summer. If you come back over here about the time it's about ready to frost, that thing will be just as red as blood all over. And now it's just the greenest, prettiest thing you ever seen. And it changes three times a year.
Mm-hmm.
But they got the start of them up north, and I don't know whether they're going to grow here or not. That big one, it's been there for years.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought the ground had been covered in little trees, but there's never been one come from
it. They don't.
It just can't mature its seeds.
Uh-huh.